This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
That's Floyd Kramer with Mandy, a Barry Manilow song here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And we started this show off with Botticelli and Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. I'm Eric O'Brien, and it is now time for Going on a Road Trip. And this week we're going to North Dakota. Yes, and you can start in Gladstone for the Enchanted Highway, stretching it across miles of prairie. The Enchanted Highway features massive scrap metal sculptures rising unexpectedly from the fields. Giant grasshoppers, towering geese, and oversized fish appear with no warning, daring drivers not to pull over. Each sculpture has its own pull-off because, of course it does, it's roadside art meets Did I Imagine That? Yes. In New Salem, you can meet Salem Sue, the world's largest Holstein cow perched proudly on a hill overlooking Interstate 94. She stands as a tribute to the dairy industry, not the diary industry, the dairy industry, and North Dakota's commitment to building very large animals out of fiberglass. You can see her from miles away like a bovine lighthouse. Resistance is futile. Sue watches all traffic. So there you go. In Rugby, North Dakota, why not visit the Geographic Center of North America? Yeah, Rugby claims to be the Geographic Center of North America, marked by the modest monument that inspires outsized debates. Is it accurate? It depends on who you ask. And how many maps they brought. Visitors take photos anyway because standing in the middle of everything feels important. It's low-key, weird, and has high confidence. So there you go. Jamestown, North Dakota. You can see the world's largest buffalo. I'm sure it's one of many. Standing atop a hill, this enormous concrete buffalo stares heroically into the distance. The statue is so large, it feels like it should have a backstory involving some sort of prophecy. Nearby, a frontier village completes the Old West vibe. It's bold, proud, and exactly the energy you would expect from this state. In Dickinson, North Dakota, is the Dickinson Museum Center. This complex includes dinosaurs, real ones, discovered right in North Dakota. Full skeletons remind visitors that this quiet place was once not very much quiet. I said that wrong, but you get the picture. The contrast between ancient predators and modern farmland is oddly delightful. It's roadside weirdness with science receipts. And finally, near Dunseith, North Dakota, International Peace Garden straddles the U.S. and Canada border. This massive garden celebrates peace, cooperation, and the fact that flowers ignore international boundaries. Of course they do. You can literally stand in two countries at once without anyone yelling. It's serene, symbolic, and slightly surreal. Roadside weird, but make it diplomatic. And that is your roadside trip to North Dakota. Sounds fun. Here's Don Costa and Society's Child. It's a Janicean tune on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
and the promise of the flowers and the feeling that we both share.
And easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass there with Wade in the Water. Al DeLore and the Straight Life before that. Andy Williams sang a song called Pieces of April, which was a Three Dog Night tune. And Don Costa started that set off with Society's Child. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and John Fox asks you, when will I see you again?
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Bernard Ebbinghaus on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. That's an Air Supply song called Even the Nights Are Better. And now that we're here together, but we're here during the day. Before that, Johnny Douglas, Speaking of Daytime, and Daybreak from Barry Manilow, Once Upon a Time. It's good to be with you, and it is time for... Telling you, my name is Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, Grundy County, Iowa. A pair of precious heirloom rings tossed accidentally into hospital trash were discovered thanks to a portable x-ray machine and fast-thinking maintenance workers. Staff had resigned themselves to the loss when a maintenance tech offered to scan just in case, revealing the wedding bands nestled among used gauze. That's gross. The patient, grateful and gold-fingered, said the rings were family treasures passed down through generations. Hospital administrators joked that x-rays might soon be listed as part of their lost and found services. No further valuables were found in the trash compactor. Oh, that was close, wasn't it? Katiaisha, New Zealand. Just say New Zealand, because that I totally screwed that up. Chaos briefly erupted at a local rodeo when a bull broke through a corral fence, sending riders and spectators scrambling. The escapee charged across the field before a quick-thinking spectator corralled the wayward bovine with a wave of a cowboy hat. Thankfully, it wasn't red, yeah. No serious injuries were reported, though several hats were flattened in the process. Rodeo officials praised the hat waver's reflexes and suggested naming him Honorary Wrangler. Video of the incident showed the bull pausing dramatically at one point, as if questioning its life choices. And finally this hour, in Memphis, Tennessee, a mischievous monkey caused mayhem inside a local musical instrument store before making a brief attempt at freedom. According to police, the primate swung from xylophone bars, tested drum skins, and with impromptu solos and nearly tuned trumpet before employees safely cornered it and captured it. Good Lord. The monkey was later reunited with its owner, who claimed it learned trickery from too many circus documentaries. Yeah. The store manager later quipped that the monkey had better rhythm than most customers. No instruments were permanently harmed, though one piccolo may never be the same again. Those monkeys get into all kinds of things, don't they? You know, especially in music stores. I bet it had fun, though. It was probably its last waltz in a music store, though. Here's Jeff Love on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
to smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with the orchestra of Frank Purcell there and St. Nicholas, not having anything to do with Christmas, however. Don't know what the origin of that tune is. But anyhow, before that, we had Dick Baker and Don't Give Up on Us, Ronnie Aldridge in there with Mrs. Robinson, Burt Bacharach and I Say a Little Prayer, Bill Luce, and Love Will Keep Us Together, and Jeff Love with The Last Waltz. I'm Eric O'Brien. You've been listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for almost the last 2 hours. We're almost done here, but we have to synchronize our time again because that's the way it works sometimes. Okay, there we go. Here's Lex de Azevedo and Walk Right In. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other load joint and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-34. Nobody ever inquires, so I don't know why I give the show number.